Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good Tuesday morning. Brady Bowman back with you on this edition of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN, here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese. Welcome on this Tuesday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go get that mic a little closer to you, Robert.
All right.
Well, I guess first off, maybe just go over some quick road conditions. Got a little bit of snow yesterday. Just kind of update us on how things are looking in Pott County.
Well, I've seen the email messages from Peter Clark about the roads crews, and they've been out yesterday afternoon and early this morning. And I want to send out a thank you to all the guys who are on the road team because they've done a really good job. The ice doesn't go away, but they do make it so that if somebody's cautious, they can travel safely, I think.
Yeah, and I think the warmer weathers will help us as well today, even though it's not accustomed to what we were the last few days. But, yeah, they went out this morning about 6 o'clock and treated the asphalt roads. And, of course, I think it helped that many, if not all, the schools started a couple hours later. So, yeah, they're doing good, doing good.
All right, and like you said, looking at the rest of the week, shouldn't have to worry about any winter weather or road conditions the rest of the week. Looks pretty good. Again, Brady Bowman here with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese. If you have any questions, comments, give us a call. Phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. And Dee had a meeting Monday. Our own Eric Scheidt was there, as he always is. Figure we can kind of go over some of the highlights of that meeting yesterday.
Well, for our county, we end the year in January 1, and so we've sort of, everybody that was department head, or a large number of them, came in to start their reports and start talking about what comes next and what did we accomplish and what should we do next. And that's a big part of what our county needs to do, is planning and vision. We started out talking with Robin Cole with mental health, and of course, people, if they're not aware, should be aware that pretty much the state stepped back from mental health for about a year and a half in the finance issue. And that has caused county jails and county courts to back up because, for one, the people who might have a charge that requires getting mental ability to stand court, those people had to go to Larned State Hospital to do that. And Larned is under question for their services, and so people couldn't go out and do that. And if you think of 105 counties plus people sitting out there backing up, the cost is falling upon the taxpayers locally, and Robin and Pawnee Mental Health have ability to contribute to the local problems, but they can't necessarily take care of that piece. And Robin and the local other commissioners have looked for a way to do services for people who have health care, medical, drug problems, alcohol problems, who get arrested, and we don't necessarily want them to go to jail and end up with the cost of a jail time and attorneys and all of those things, if we could just move them into a safe position till they could stabilize. And we're working on that. I think we're looking creatively for ways to do it across the whole region. And so she came in and introduced some of those concerns and talked about it, and we will continue that conversation. She was the first provider of information yesterday, followed that up with the county health nurse, and we're now facing a flu epidemic. And people can go to the county health offices, get their flu shots at a low rate, and prepare themselves not to get so deathly ill with this new flu strain that isn't necessarily in the shots that we're getting. And we talked about all of the other services provided by county health nurses. They do provide for people who are challenged, well women clinics and services for other shots. If you need a tetanus shot or other things like that, the county health can provide those. They do toenail and feet care for older people. A lot of people don't understand that's already provided by some of their services, and it doesn't have to be necessarily part of their insurance policy. If they have insurance policy, we charge back, but it's easier for some people to know that. Same with physicals for kids.
Mm-hmm. As far as the flu and that report, what were some of the numbers that she was sharing for you as far as Pott County is concerned?
We have people who have the flu, but it's not, what would we say, 15?
I think so. I think more than anything, she reported on statewide, but there was had significant impact in Pottawatomie County, and noticed that some of the newer strains of flu is, as Commissioner McKee pointed out, is really pretty challenging, both to the young and old.
I've been a school administrator, and what we always see is at this time of year when people have gone Christmas visiting all across the country, and they go through the airports and travel and go to the restrooms on the thing, that they pick up these strains and then they bring them back. And about 2 or 3 weeks after Christmas vacation,
and sure enough,
that the thing expands. And so what we do want to tell people is if you've got the flu, stay home, stay out of the circulation of other people. Even if you think you can go to work, don't do it right now, because you may be okay, but people who have health issues that are complicated by the flu can be greatly impacted. I'll encourage that for people who are not yet sick, but get there.
And Dee, I want to go back to something that you mentioned earlier about mental health and kind of that update and report you went over in the Potomac County Commission meeting Monday. And a very frustrating thing, something we talk about a lot here at K-Man. We've talked about it with a lot of local leaders over the past 2 or 3 years. And it's a tough situation, because you mentioned that with the funding is not really there for it, and there's not really an infrastructure set up for folks suffering through mental illness. It's a really tough situation and a tough time for those folks.
In my opinion, mental health is health, and it should be handled. I criticize the hospitals a little bit for stepping back from providing health, because as I learned as a director, especially, a lot of people who are bipolar or have other issues need medicine. And when they get way down in that depression, they need to be with somebody who can check that and move through. And what we do is send them home and say, oh, that's okay, even though it is, as we know now, a part of their chemical imbalance or other things that can cause a lot of these problems. So when we talk across the counties about doing this, we're trying to assume a cost, but we're under a tax lid, and that's not exempt. And so it becomes, what do we give up or what do we change? I criticize a great deal the state government for thinking that they can decide which pieces of these things can be exempt. They exempt the fire, police, and something else.
Ambulance.
An ambulance. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't allow us to really come together with new staff or other arrangements. Or, as Robin says, there's only 3 counties in this region, Riley County not included, that actually funded the full amount requested to try and take this over. And the priority to me is probably that, as a public servant, than some of the quality of life issues that other people ask for, I get in trouble for. But when we get down to the minimal things, and those cost thousands and thousands of dollars to make it functional, and we talked about it doing through ITV and a conversation from somebody from maybe our jail to Pawnee Mental Health, and people aren't used to that technology, and it isn't perfected, but it is being done in other parts of the country, then you have to ask, can we invest in that, and how can we get there? It will continue to be a challenge. The biggest problem is after you go to the hospital, Medicare, Medicaid drop, they terminate their health insurance. And they're sitting in the jail, and they don't have any medication, so we have to provide them, and then we can only give them 6 days or so worth of medication if they leave, and they don't get reinstated for about 6 weeks. That's kind of the standard across the state. So they go out and resume their bipolar or their depression or whatever else while they try and get back on the public medical program, and it just often crashes. And people, it's not glamorous to talk about that, but that's part of what we as commissioners are challenged with, besides roads.
Right. And it's just kind of a vicious cycle in that way. It's just there's really no treatment on it. I know we talk to the Riley County Police Department officials quite often, and they echo your statements and talk about how they're not really trained to deal with those sort of situations. And I'm sure you probably hear the same thing from law enforcement in Pawt County.
Yes, and we have the health service ministries over there is a unique supporter, and we do have the ministerial, I'm going to call it ministerial alliance, where they train to help with social counseling as part of what they can contribute, but it isn't cohesive, and it depends on the county's ability to move forward on those issues. Small counties are just lost on this.
Let's go ahead and take our first break, just getting started on this morning's edition of In Focus. We'll come back and talk more with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese right here on News Radio KMAN.